The deaths of two teenagers in England are prompting calls for a ban on a drug that's legal there and in the U.S. Mefrodone, known as MCAT or Meow Meow on the street, is one of a number of drugs that anyone can buy on the internet. The deaths are prompting questions about how to control so-called legal highs. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Elaine Smith is struggling to understand how her 19-year-old son Nicholas died.
In fact, he was at the time of his life where he was exceptionally happy, weren't he? And he was doing well at work. And, you know, he certainly weren't, to the best of our knowledge, he wasn't taking any drugs on a regular basis.
But earlier this week, Nicholas and 18-year-old Lewis Wainwright did take drugs, a mix of methadone, alcohol, and a drug called mefedrone. They died within hours of each other. It will take weeks for toxicology tests to determine whether mefedrone did cause their deaths. But Kate Aisthorpe of the community policing organization Safer Neighborhoods isn't waiting any longer to sound the alarm.
We would urge local people who have taken mefedrone in the last few days or weeks to attend the local hospital or their GP. On a wider public health note, the message is do not under any circumstances use this substance.
Mefedrone is made in China and sold mainly online. Internet ads call it plant food that will transform your garden. On the street, it's known as Meow Meow or Bubbles. For users like Jake, it's a cheap, powerful, and legal way to get high.
It's like the effects of cocaine and MDMA, like ecstasy. It gives you a real rush. Also, it makes you really lazy for a good couple of days.
The government was already considering banning mefedrone, but critics say that's not the best answer, especially since more and more so-called designer drugs are appearing for sale on the internet with tweaked formulas to get around the various bans the government rushes to put in place. Better, says Martin Barnes of the charity organization DrugScope, to handle it another way.
Banning something is a pretty blunt instrument. I think it's most important we treat it as a public health issue, education and information. I think there's a growing case for a fast-track system where these new, potentially harmful substances do emerge.
In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration warns people against using drugs such as mefedrone, but it's still legally available online. New Zealand puts new drugs into a special category. It's not illegal to sell or possess them, but the government monitors their effects. And Germany has emergency regulations to make unregulated drugs illegal for the first year, while scientists decide whether they're dangerous. Professor David Nutt, who was fired as head of the government's advisory council on drug abuse last year for his outspoken views, thinks people need to take a step back.
Parents should be appropriately concerned. The drug that's most likely to kill their children is alcohol. One child a day dies of alcohol poisoning. We don't yet know whether any child has died of mefedrone poisoning. That's previous supposed mefedrone death from a girl in Brighton turned out that she had pneumonia.
But Elaine and Tony Smith say their son's death is reason enough to ban the drug in order to send a strong message to other users.
I really don't think that Nick saw it as a drug, you know, as a risk.
He's took a drug that is, at the moment, a legal drug, and why would anybody assume that could kill you?
Whether it did or didn't kill Nicholas Smith and Lewis Wainwright isn't yet clear, but there is one thing people from all sides of the debate agree on. No one should believe that just because the drugs are legal, they're guaranteed to be safe. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.